June 18, 2 Samuel 1, 13-27, Revised Version. A friend mourns, how are the mighty fallen and the weapons of war perished? 2 Samuel 1, 27. Twice David had had Saul in his power, but when urged to slay him, he had refused to lift his hand against him who had been consecrated by the command of God to rule over Israel. David's grief at the death of Saul was sincere and deep, evincing the generosity of a noble nature. He did not exult in the fall of his enemy. The obstacle that had barred his access to the throne of Israel was removed, but at this he did not rejoice. Death had obliterated the remembrance of Saul's distrust and cruelty, and now nothing in his history was thought of but that which was noble and kingly. The name of Saul was linked with that of Jonathan, whose friendship had been so true and so unselfish. Jonathan, by birth heir to the throne, yet knowing himself set aside by the divine decree to his rival, the most tender and faithful of friends, shielding David's life at the peril of his own, steadfast at his father's side through the dark days of his declining power, and at his side falling at the last, the name of Jonathan is treasured in heaven, and it stands on earth a witness to the existence and power of unselfish love. The song in which David gave utterance to the feelings of his heart became a treasure to his nation and to the people of God in all subsequent ages. How art the mighty fallen in the midst of the battle? Jonathan is slain upon thy high places. I am distressed for thee, my brother Jonathan. Very pleasant hast thou been unto me. Thy love to me was wonderful, passing the love of women. How are the mighty fallen and the weapons of war perished?